Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Sunshine today with our high nearing 60. Southwest winds between 5 and 15 and gusting as high as 25. Staying clear and very mild overnight tonight with a low around 29. More sunshine on Tuesday with our high nearing 61. Westerly winds between 5 and 15 miles per hour and gusting as high as 30. I'm forecaster Kara Foster. Currently it's 27 degrees.
Kansas Mid-America Network News. One person is dead after an officer-involved shooting at the Topeka Quality Inn. In a release from the Shawnee County Sheriff's Office, officers were called to the hotel at 1240 Southwest Wanamaker Road around 7:45 on Sunday. Two deputies were at the scene making a felony arrest of a suspect involved in a car chase that happened on Friday. An officer-involved shooting occurred and one male suspect was pronounced dead at the scene. The suspect has not been identified. No deputies were injured. An Emporia man recovered in a Wichita hospital on Friday after he choked on his drink, blacked out, and wrecked his truck. The crash happened Friday afternoon on the Kansas Turnpike. Kansas Highway Patrol said Martin Ringgold, 57, of Emporia, was driving a box truck northbound when about 5 miles southwest of the Cassidy exit just before 3 p.m. when it crashed. Ringgold told troopers he had been drinking water, then started choking on the water and blacked out. Ringgold was wearing a seatbelt at the time of the accident. This is Kansas Mid-America Network News.
Want a great deal on a new or used trailer and service to back you up? See Horse Trailer Sales.
You've been running all around, but you still haven't found the kind of deal that you're looking for. Come on down and see us, and we're going to show you how we can save you so much more. We make it easy. We make it easy.
If you're looking for the place with that special buy on a great new or used trailer, well, at Horse Trailer Sales, we make it easy on a great selection of hitches and accessories that will catch your eye. And Horse Trailer Sales prices will make you buy. If you've been waiting for the right time to buy, then this is it. It's your chance to save a whole lot more at Horse Trailer Sales. Because at Horse Trailer Sales, we've got what you're looking for, and we make it easy. Come on in and see what we've got. Horse Trailer Sales, 6901 South 183rd Street West in Biola. Yeah, we make it easy.
Derby police say a man and woman are dead from an apparent murder-suicide in the Wichita suburb. Police Chief Robert Lee says police were called to the Trails at Derby Apartments Friday afternoon after a shooting. They found a woman suffering from a gunshot wound. She died later at a Wichita hospital. Lee said witnesses described a man involved in the shooting, and police saw him at the Derby Golf and Country Club about a mile north of the apartments. Lee says the man shot himself in the head as officers pursued him. Lee says the shooting is likely a domestic violence situation. The Ottawa Police Department is looking for a 19-year-old man after he shot a 36-year-old man in the leg on Saturday. The victim was taken to a Kansas City area hospital, Ottawa police said. Police are looking for Kaysen Wilson of Ottawa. He escaped the scene in what was described to be a silver or gray Chevy four-door and is considered armed and dangerous. That's according to police. Wilson is 5'11", 130 pounds, with brown hair and brown eyes. This is Kansas Mid-America Network News.
You want your family to be given the best care, so why don't you do the same for your car care and take it down to Danes Automotive. From tire issues to oil changes and even transmission and engine replacements, Danes Automotive has you covered. Open from 8 to 5 Monday through Friday or head to their website to schedule a repair. So why not pay Danes Automotive a visit and treat your car the right way? Danes Automotive, located in Marysville and Waterville.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News. Omaha police say a 48-year-old man died of a self-inflicted gunshot wound on Saturday after a standoff that lasted over 7 hours. The standoff began Saturday morning after a domestic disturbance was reported at a home near 72nd Street and Western Avenue. Police said Michael Jones had barricaded himself in a garage with a gun before officers arrived. The standoff forced the closure of the busy artery of 72nd Street for hours on Saturday as police talked with Jones. Shortly before 7 p.m., officers heard a gunshot, and a short time later, they found Jones dead inside the garage. A Nebraska hospital system has announced it will begin resuming non-emergency surgeries and procedures that had been postponed last month due to a surge in COVID-19 cases. Nebraska Medicine said in a statement on Friday that beginning today, the system will move out of its crisis standard of care plan enacted on January 13th. This is Nebraska Mid-America Network News.
The bakers of Earth Grains breads combine wholesome and nutritious ingredients with a soft, light texture that your family will love. Our nutritious varieties include 12 grain, wheat berry with honey, 100% whole wheat, and multigrain. Try Earth Grains 12 grain toasted with peanut butter for breakfast, or multigrain with turkey and fresh veggies for a nutritious lunch. Earth Grains breads, baking our best for you.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Marshall County Commissioners met last week with the county sheriff, architect, construction manager, and county counselor to update initial plans for the new proposed jail. The architect will take recommendations and suggestions and continue to update plans. Engineers met with the board to discuss the bid process and timeline for the health department structure repairs. An approximate cost of $60,000 to $75,000 was outlined. Commissioners were advised they may need to push dates further out due to lead time for construction materials. County Health Nurse Sue Rhodes will be assisting with developing a job description with her pending departure. The board settled on a salary range of $55,000 to $60,000 annually, depending upon experience. Washington County Commissioners met last week. Free dump days at the Washington County landfill will be the week of March 28th through April 2nd. Ron Newts was appointed for another term on the Washington County Hospital Board. Commissioners asked Economic Director John Bruno for assistance distributing information regarding the Neighborhood Revitalization Program. A flyer being created will be shared with banks and lumber yards, as well as shared with contractors. The program allows for a 10-year prorated property tax abatement for eligible commercial and residential construction projects in Washington County. That application must be made and approved before construction begins. Washington County insurance rates are expected to rise by 4% this year. Tammy Apple has accepted the position of Nemahal County Senior Services Public Transit Director and will begin work for the county February 21st. At an annual salary of $45,000. Nemahal County Commissioners heard this update and briefly discussed updates to the County Employee Handbook at last week's meeting. An accident involving a semi was reported at the 9 Mile corner south of Summerfield Friday evening, with K99 closed in both directions for a period of time while that accident was cleared. No immediate details available. My One and Only, a musical duo featuring Ben and Cassie Wilson from Nashville, kicked off their 3-week Artist in Residence program last week. They'll be conducting workshops with students, sharing with local musicians at community discussions, and giving public concerts throughout Marshall County. Their residency is sponsored by the Marshall County Arts Cooperative. Performing a contemporary form of music, they incorporate various elements of American music, including country folk, bluegrass, and blues. Part of their services included local churches, with performances Sunday at the Okito and Marysville United Methodist Church, Blue Rapids United Presbyterian Church February 13th at 10 a.m., the Beatty United Methodist Church February 20th at 10:30. Those participating churches invite the public to their services. The couple spending 1 week in Marysville, a week in the Blue Rapids and Waterville communities, and a week in Frankfort. They'll also be exploring other parts of Marshall County. A schedule of events is posted on the Art Cooperative Facebook page or call 785-859-4260 for additional information. Catherine D. Payshaw, age 80, of Marysville, passed away Thursday. Funeral service Monday, 10:30 at St. Gregory's Catholic Church in Marysville, with Kinsley Mortuary in charge of arrangements for Catherine Payshaw. David L. Anthony, Sr., age 60, of Wymore, passed away Wednesday. Celebration of life service will be held at a later date, with the Harmon Wright Mortuary of Beatrice in charge of arrangements for David Anthony, Sr. Juanita K. Bush, age 69, of Marysville, passed away Saturday. Funeral arrangements pending with Kinsley Mortuary in charge for Juanita Bush. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch Menu, today, chicken pot pie casserole, a biscuit, California blend, and cranberry sauce. Tomorrow, lasagna with French bread, mixed green salad, peaches, and cake. KNDY News Time, 7:14.
At United Bank and Trust, we get it. Bank hours don't always fit into your schedule. With the United Bank and Trust mobile banking app, you can bank anytime, anywhere. At home, at work, or anywhere in between, you can perform convenient and secure transactions like mobile check deposit, transfer money between accounts, or see your balance instantly. Find it by searching for United Bank and Trust mobile app in your app store. Mobile banking with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Frank Chiropractic Center in Marysville welcomes new patients. Dr. Michael Frank can evaluate, diagnose, and recommend treatment options that can alleviate pain, trigger your body's ability to heal, and work to ensure your optimal health and wellness. Call or stop by today for your appointment. With Frank Chiropractic Center, 15th and Broadway, phone 562-3054.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. As the jet stream continues to sit further north, we will continue to see exceptionally warmer temperatures throughout the next few days. Conditions will continue to stay extremely dry with lots of sunshine. Typically for early February, we can expect to see highs in the upper 20s and upper 30s throughout Iowa, the lower 30s and lower 40s throughout Nebraska, the lower to upper 40s throughout Kansas, and the upper 30s to upper 40s throughout Missouri. Today, we can expect to see highs in the upper 20s and lower 50s throughout Iowa, the lower 50s and lower 60s throughout Nebraska, the lower to upper 50s throughout Kansas, and the upper 40s to lower 50s throughout Missouri. Temperatures will stay extremely mild overnight tonight and continue to stay extremely warm throughout Tuesday and Wednesday with lots of sunshine. I'm forecaster Kara Foster.
Average high temperature early February, 43 degrees. Record high on this day, 73. The average low 20 and the record low 12 below zero. Sunrise this morning, 7:28. Sunset this evening at 5:55. 27 degrees ahead of sunrise. That's check of the morning news and weather for this Monday, the 7th of February. KNDY News Time, 7:17. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
Triple-double records and a U.S. Olympian's fall costs her dearly. Hello, this is Rich Cantu on sports. Luka Doncic of the Mavericks went to the bench with five fouls against the Hawks just 53 seconds into the third quarter, but it didn't stop him from hitting his 44th career triple-double with 18, 10, and 11.
Coming off a triple-double and a win over Philly, his 44th career, moving him to 10th all-time on the list. He gets the basket there and a foul. Gets screened by Powell.
The call on ESPN, Dallas topped Atlanta 103-94. Nuggets star Nikola Jokic matching an NBA record set by Wilt Chamberlain, finishing with 27, 12, and 10. The Joker joined the Hall of Famer as the only NBAers with multiple 25-point triple-doubles on 80% shooting.
Two dribbles and a jumper.
Got it!
There it is. His 15th triple-double of the year.
The call on KKSE, Denver drub Brooklyn 124-104, handing the Nets their eighth straight loss. The NFL Pro Bowl's return took Las Vegas by storm. Raiders defensive end Max Crosby was named defensive MVP, while Chargers quarterback Justin Herbert took home offensive MVP. The AFC defeated the NFC 41-35. Hours after the game, Saints running back Alvin Kamara was taken into custody.
Alvin Kamara had just played in the Pro Bowl when Las Vegas police arrested him on a charge of battery resulting in substantial bodily harm. Police say Kamara was at a nightclub when a victim was badly beaten. The investigation is still underway. Kamara was booked into the Clark County Jail on Sunday. He's due in court on Monday afternoon for an initial appearance. Alex Stone, EBC News.
The Dolphins nailed down a deal with 49ers offensive coordinator Mike McDaniel to be their next head coach.
He was so impressive during his first interview with the team, a 50-minute Zoom call earlier this offseason, that they were willing to wait on their final decision until they were able to bring him in the building.
ESPN's Marcel Lewis-Jacques. This is Rich Cantu, ABC Sports.
tuned for the Coach's Corner each evening following sports at around 5:20 as we visit with area high school girls and boys basketball coaches from Diller Odell and Southern Monday, Axtell and Centralia Tuesday, Lynn and Hanover on Wednesday, Frankfort and Valley Heights on Thursday, and Washington County and Marysville on Friday. Plus live broadcast home and away Marysville High games on AM 1570 FM 94.1 with area games live on KNDY FM 95.5.
Souther Building Supply is proud to support the Seneca FFA and its leaders, who provide the hands-on training, confidence, and education that ensures young members a smooth transition into the world of agriculture, manufacturing, natural resources, and sciences. From your friends at Souther Building Supply in Seneca.
This is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. Congress has kept the government operating at fiscal year 21 levels since October 1st under a pair of continuing resolutions, the latest of which expires February 18th. And Congress either needs to pass the fiscal year 22 spending legislation by then or another temporary CR to avoid a partial government shutdown. More than government funding is at stake, legal authority for USDA's livestock price reporting system would expire on February 18th if not extended by the new CR, as well as an increase in fruit and vegetable allotment for participants in the Women, Infant, and Children Nutrition Assistance Program. Democrats and Republican negotiators have yet to agree on the top-line spending limits of fiscal year 2022, much less the details of the funding legislation. Speaker Pelosi late last week said we have to get a deal, saying that leaving the government funded at 21 levels is putting national security at risk. She was asking Republicans to negotiate in good faith. She said we're having conversations. But with the House due to be out of session next week, Pelosi may have no choice but to agree to another short-term CR. The House could consider a three-week extension of the government funding as soon as tomorrow. The Biden administration's Climate Smart Commodity Initiatives won't need funding approval from Congress. Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack planning to use about $1 billion from the Department's Commodity Credit Corporation account to fund a series of projects that are aimed at measuring the impact of climate-related agriculture practices on greenhouse gas emissions, with the ultimate goal of making the commodity marketable as low carbon. The use of cover crops in no-till agriculture and the production of corn, for example, could lower the greenhouse gas emissions of ethanol and help it qualify for California's new low-carbon fuel standard and similar programs. The projects also could help farmers qualify for ag carbon credits. USDA has yet to publicly announce the launch date for that program. That's an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
New Chevy trucks in stock at the Nordis Motor Company include a 2021 Chevy Colorado four-wheel drive. It's the LT package. And a 2022 2500 HD Silverado LTZ, the C71 package. It's a Duramax crew cab. And awaiting your test drive at the Nordis Motor Company.
Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier. Well, many livestock producers here in the state of Kansas and the Mid-America region could be receiving some more funds and aid after the U.S. Department of Agriculture plans to distribute near $750 million more in disaster mitigation funds for many livestock producers. The money is set to come from the Farm Service Agency's Livestock Forage Disaster Program, as the USDA Farm Production and Conservation Undersecretary Robert Bonney says the plan is to use existing application info in the first wave of payments that should be coming out here relatively soon.
We understand the importance of moving here. We needed to wait till we got data in from producers on the Livestock Forage Program, which we just got in on the 31st of January. And so we're moving pretty quick. And it's obviously of a lot of interest to producers, a lot of interest to folks up on the Hill. This will be the first tranche. We'll come back with a second wave to kind of fill those gaps. And we expect probably more than half the dollars goes out for livestock in phase one.
He goes on to say that the U.S. Department of Agriculture plans to take a little more time to learn what else it needs to address the second wave of funding.
There may be some producers that aren't enrolled in these programs or haven't been participating, so that's one gap. There may be some other things that just by the nature of the programs we miss, right? So in phase two, we'll take a little bit more time to kind of figure out what those gaps are. And producers, we'll hear back from producers after phase one, and that'll give us a better sense as well.
The House Ag Committee in Washington, D.C. is set to have a hearing on Tuesday next week, where Bonnie is headed to the Capitol to discuss the events about the continued distribution of these funds as they continue to work on trying to get agriculture back up and going functionally after the COVID-19 pandemic and some of the other issues that have arisen across the country. Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network, I'm Andy Hoosier.
Morning from Beatrice, 77 Livestock. Dennis Henricks with today's market report. Hey, folks, we hope you have a great day. It's going to be good weather, and the cattle market is super good. At $1.40 in the cash, $2.22 in the carcass. That is sizably higher this week, and the market seemed to be good. Cow market seems to be good, so get them up, get them on, and head up to Beatrice 77 Livestock. At 10 o'clock start at 12 noon, we'll be into the hay department, 48 square alfalfa, 103 on the prairie, 110 on the brome, 24 on the grass, 139 on the straw. In the big round department, alfalfa 12, first cut, 1496, 12, alfalfa, first cut, 1491, 10, second cut, alfalfa, 10, third cut, alfalfa at 1540, 12, fourth cut at 1700. In the round prairie, there's 23 that weigh 1545, and the round grass, there is 24. Well, here today at 10 o'clock, we'll do the weigh-up cows and bulls, and then at 11:30 to 12 o'clock noon, we will be on the bred cows. Folks, they're all pregged, they're all mouthed by Dr. Tyler, and we've got a nice set. Six, black, first calf, bred heifers are going to be black or red Angus bred. They're going to be March 1st on the calving. The 20 black bred cows, 5 years to broken mouth, they're going to be bred black Angus, calf March 1st. That is, unfortunately, the idea Hoffman Estate on the family. So come and appreciate the good bred cows. We've also got six black and red bred cows, so 3 years to short solid. They're going to be bred to TC Black Angus calf June 1st, and we'll be preying an additional about 10 head of cows. So cow time, bred cow time, 9:30 to 12, correction, 11:30 to 12 o'clock noon. And the feeder cattle, we're going to get started on a great set here today. Very, very high quality. El Tisti out of Tecumseh's got 9 black and red. Heifers are going to weigh 5 to 600. San Cato out of Crete are going to be 12. Black and black baldies are going to be 5 to 600. Pascacho out of Pawnee City's got 10 black steer and heifers are going to weigh 5 to 600. Blake at Seward, 27. Char Cross steer and heifers are going to weigh 4 to 500. Kapke at Claytonia's got 15 black and char steer and heifers, 6 to 700. Daryl Summerhalder out of Auburn's got a great set of 45 black steer and heifers. They're going to weigh 5 to 600. Dan and Ryan Summerhalder Steiner's got 30 black steer and heifers. They'll be good at 575 to 675. Woods Family Cattle out of Palmyra's got 110 black steer and heifers. They're going to run that 6 to 700. Joel Rennie out of Steiner's got 25 black and red steer and heifers, 5 to 750. Josh Sapman out of Ohio, 65 black steer and heifers, 6.5 to 750. Christian Cattle's got 2 bunch out of Steiner. 21 black steers are going to be 6 to 675, and the heifers, 14 black heifers, 6 to 650. McQuellan out of Summerfield, 32 black steers, 550, 7.5. Andrew Sisko at Burchard's got 100 black and red steer and heifers, 550 to 650. Jerry Hoos at Liberty, 25 black steer and heifers, 6.5 to 800. Todd Jordanine has 2 groups, 60 black steers, 8.25, 850, and a good set of 30 black heifers. Folks are going to weigh 7 to 7.25. Todd Jordanine out of Fairbury on a great set of cattle. Willensick Farms out of Cook, 71 black steer and heifers, 7 to 800. Rick Landwehr out of Lorton, 30 black steer and heifers, 8 to 900. Oddbody at Western, 14 black steer and heifers, 650 to 775. Dwayne Cracky out of DeWitt, 14 black and black baldy steer and heifers, 6 to 700. Bus Barnard out of Virginia, 10 black and black Baldies. They're going to weigh 6.5 to 700. Kowalski out of Wilbur's got 14 blacks. They're going to weigh 6 to 700. Terry McAuliffe at Sterling's got 13 black red Baldy steers. They're going to weigh 7 to 800. Shriner Bennett's got 8 black steer and heifers. They're going to weigh 6 to 700. A great set of cattle, high quality here today. We'll be firing away at 10 o'clock. The bred cows at 11:30 to 12 o'clock. 12 o'clock noon on the hay department and right into the feeders. Have a great day. Give us a call. Tanya Rickard, any at 223-3571. And certainly keep in mind that you can go online for all the markets, the consignments, the auctioneer's page, or turn on the video at Beatra77.net.
Sorting out thread count confusion? We will help with the mathematics next from the Old Farmer's Almanac. Farmers and ranchers looking to help their own following the devastating windstorms and fires in Kansas December 15th can use the Hitchpin app to help deliver relief.
Hitchpin is a great way to let others know what kind of help you need, or if you are able to help by donating hay, services, materials, labor, or any other kind of donation.
From the Voice of Agriculture, Kansas Farm Bureau.
Frustrated with your current health care coverage? Kansans are saving up to 60% a month with Kansas Farm Bureau health plans. Choose from individual and family plans, short-term coverage, or dental and vision plans. It's quality coverage you can afford. Learn more and get a free quote by visiting kfphealthplans.com or visiting a Farm Bureau financial services agent near you.
With more practical tips and useful advice, here's the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Monday, February 7th, the 38th day of the year. Author Laura Ingalls Wilder was born this day in 1867, and the Beatles invaded America on this day in 1964. They landed at Kennedy Airport on their first U.S. visit. White sales aren't just January events anymore, so if you need to restock your linen closet, here are some tips. Thread count is a prominently quoted feature, but don't be misled. Some manufacturers count twisted yarns and the thread count, which is supposed to indicate individual threads per square inch. The type of cotton and weave are just as important. Extra-long staple cottons are the best, and different weaves give linens a different feel. In fact, experts recommend you make the touch test your deciding factor. Buying linen should be a hands-on experience. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more at almanac.com.
Sun is up, 28 degrees, with highs near 60 on tap for Monday.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports. Christian Brown and Ochev Aje each scored 18 points, and number 10 Kansas bolted to a big lead and routed number 8 Baylor 83-59 to hold the top spot in the Big 12 conference race. The Jayhawks led by as many as 34 points late in the game and improved to 19-3 overall and 8-1 in the league. This was the first time Kansas had hosted a defending national champion since December 15, 2018, when it beat Villanova 74-71 at Allen Fieldhouse. Baylor fell to 19-4 overall, 7-3 in the league. Nigel Pack scored 20 points on 7 of 10 shooting. Mark Smith had 16 points and 10 rebounds. And Kansas State beat TCU 75-63 on Saturday. Kansas State is now 12-10 overall, 4-6 in the Big 12. TCU, on the other hand, is 15-5 overall, 4-4 in Big 12 play. This is Kansas Mid-America Network Sports.
Friday night basketball scores in girls play. Valley Heights took Axtell 52-19. Centralia over Frankfort 46-32. Hanover girls down Republic County 76-23. Washington County beat Wetmore 45-33. Marysville girls down to Abilene 36-27. Wamego over Baser Linwood 56-51. Southeast of Saline down Chapman 68-26. In boys play, Axtell over Valley Heights 63-55. Centralia topped Frankfort 44-31. Hanover boys took Republic County 61-38. Wetmore over Washington County 51-39. Abilene bested Marysville 66-59. And Baser Linwood over Wamego 73-42.
It was another strong game for the Valley Heights Mustangs. Girls basketball team, they defeated the Axtell Eagles 52-19. game behind a pair of 16-point outings from Maddie Wilmette and Emma Youngerberg, who started off very slow, was able to climb her way back up through the points to end with 16, though on the side of the fallen Axel Eagles was Aston Bussing with 5 and Allison Bussing with 4 in the line. On the guy's side, it was a crazy end to the game, but the Axel Eagles pulled out a victory over the Valley Heights Mustangs 63-55 behind 15 points from Eli Brockstrom, and then Isaac Detweiler and Brendan Schmelzley both ended with 13. Trent McCure made an interesting late as he ended the game with 13, and then Trenton Claycamp with 11 points, hitting 3 out of 4 threes. For KNDY Radio, I'm Paxton Gordon.
Marysville boys basketball team gave the Abilene Cowboys all they could handle as Abilene outlasted Marysville 66-59 in league play Friday. Marysville down 5 at the half, outscored Abilene by 8 points in the third quarter, but Abilene down the stretch outscored Marysville 18-8 for the 7-point win. Paced by senior Caleb Becker with 18 points as he tops the 1,000-point mark in his career, Grant Waite with 10. Reserve Tristan Cotton in double figures scored 17 for Abilene, improving to 12-4, 6-1 in the league. Marysville led by Jack Lauer with 20 points. Peyton Smith scored 15. Willow Tott added a dozen. Marysville falls to 5-9, 2-4, their second loss to Abilene this year, 66-59.
Marysville Lady Bulldogs beat Abilene 36-27. MHS, a double-up lead, 22-11 at the half. Outscored by the Cowgirls 14-6 in a third quarter run, held Abilene to a single field goal in the final 8. Marysville 36, Abilene 27. Bulldogs led by Laney Schaefer with 10 points. Marysville improves to 8-6, 5-1 in the league. Abilene's Jenna Hayes had 11 points. Cowgirls fall to 3-13, 1-6. Marysville 36, Abilene 27. High school girls play on Friday.
KNDY.